As illustrated in this audio from NBC News, it's traditional in America for government boards to open their meetings with prayer.
Father God, we thank you for this new day.
And we ask all this through Christ our Lord.
Almighty God, who has ordained.
Prayers have also been a source of controversy, especially prayers that recognize a particular faith, usually Christianity. But the Supreme Court has now said Christian prayers are allowed by the Constitution within certain limits. David Poole with the Virginia Public Access Project is here to tell us about a story on VA News that looks at the effects of that ruling so far in Virginia.
Jeff Branscombe, a reporter for the Freelance Star, did a very thorough story of looking at the localities, school boards, city councils, board of supervisors in the Fredericksburg area to try to determine what, if anything, this 5-4 Supreme Court decision will mean.
David, he found a variety of policies in effect before the court decision.
There were localities that took a very practical position. In Spotsylvania County, Supervisor Paul Tramp says he always tries to be inclusive in his prayer and is careful not to mention Christ, quote, not out of fear of a lawsuit, but just because there's no reason to offend people if it can be avoided. And then some localities, Stafford County School Board in 2009, began observing a moment of silence.
Now, other localities have been more specifically Christian in their prayers. In general, the story shows not much has changed since the case was decided. But Fredericksburg, where only non-denominational prayers are allowed, is now reviewing that policy. So, David, it's possible we'll see some changes there and maybe elsewhere as well.
Well, I think you will see it. The story doesn't say it, but you know, it's been a huge issue in Pennsylvania County. We'll see how it plays out as county attorneys and school board associations provide some guidance in light of the decision.
Our next story is from Northern Virginia, where a state senator has stepped into an international issue.
Right. This is a story that was first reported by Philip Bump and Laura Vazella of The Washington Post. And it's a story that it came about when Syrian President Bashar al-Assad posted on his Facebook page a letter from State Senator Dick Black from Loudoun County praising Bashar al-Assad for his rescuing Christians trapped in the civil war. It's a civil war that many see many shades of gray, but Black, he's quoted by the Washington Post saying it seems to be a very simple, clear choice between a regime that will maintain good relations with Israel and protects minority Christians' rights versus what he sees as al-Qaeda and terrorism.
For the record, the government has, for the most part, allowed Christians as well as other religious minorities to openly practice their faiths in Syria. At the same time, Syria has brutally repressed political dissidents, so not everyone is on board with Senator Black.
It's drawn strong reactions. A mayor in a Loudoun County town liken it to, quote, sending a thank you note to Stalin.
David Poole is with the Virginia Public Access Project. You can follow their daily compilation of newspaper reporting from around the state at vpap.org. Click on the VA News link. I'm Fred Eccles.